This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
The protestations of Obama himself in his speech to the children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
The government, Republicans and Democrats, were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City. But it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Gleason and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping the totalitarians one Great Britain at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, if you have not heard, well, the Brexit vote came in and it came in at 51.9%, which means that, yes, Great Britain is leaving the EU, the European Union. And is everybody squirming? Is everybody scrambling? Listen, ladies and gentlemen, this is the moment that we have been working for on Agenda 21 Radio and everybody else in the alternative media to bring down, start to bring down the totalitarians, those elites at the top. And are they scrambling? And boy, it's becoming quite the thing. The markets were down today about 613 points on the Dow and all across the indices. Gold was up, soaring, but nobody seems to know what they're going to do now that they have a sovereign nation out there in Great Britain. To help us along and understand this is our very own Red Smith. And Red, this is really an epic day in history. A lot of people might not know it, but we need to start shouting from the towers.
It is a great day. It is a grand day. This is probably the biggest blow against the totalitarians since the Berlin Wall came down. I am so damn proud of the British people today. It is really a good day. And the ramifications of what has happened here are so wide-stretching. There's a great deal of many people that don't really understand it. There's a lot of people really at square one with this kind of, what does it mean? And the reach of this goes so far beyond what's going to occur financially. You're talking about the European Union losing a critical vote on the Security Council. You're talking about the loss of the ability.
That's the United Nations Security Council.
Yeah, the United Nations Security Council. The loss of British military support. 1/6 of their economy. The damage to the euro is going to be massive. Britain was being bled dry to the tune of something like 254 million pounds sterling a week to float the European Union. The reach of this, it's seismic. Really, the totalitarians just got punched right in the mouth today, and they're reeling. They don't even know what to do. A lot of them are still in denial.
Well, you know, as totalitarians can easily do, they can hide in that world of denial. And it's always refreshing to have you and people like myself and so many others that we've been crying out for so long to help them sort of usher in a new day of non-denial. And today clearly is that. But, you know, they're going to try and come back as strong as possible. But I think that this is really the first of many that are going to fall out of the EU. What say you?
Yeah, I believe this is just one of the first dominoes. You know, there was the stress fractures were there for some time. Greece, the default in Greece really put the stress on it. There's other pending defaults in Spain, Portugal, Italy that the EU may not be able to survive economically. But now there is a strong call in France and the Netherlands, both the Dutch, they want out. And France is in flames, has been for months. They're fighting everything from the fact that they can't pay government workers to their pensions are failing to the being overrun by militant Muslim immigrants that are trying to shut things down and destroy France from the inside. The French are in a lot of trouble. And one of the first things that they have to do, because they can't do anything to resist what's happening to their country, is get themselves out of the European Union to be able to do it.
Well, you know, it's been an interesting set of circumstances for the European Union for like the last 40 years as the European Union laws have crept in and regulations have crept in literally from one centralized point in Brussels to all these what used to be real strong nation states with strong borders and strong security. And I happened to be there the very, very same night in July of 1992 when those borders went down and watched it collapse right in front of me in Zurich on one of the very first trains to cross the one international border to another. It was quite epic at that time, and I can see this whole thing where they're going to have issues at the borders, but the one thing that people don't realize is that every one of these sovereign nations gave up their own border protocols that they had. Every one of these nations had their own set of security systems for their borders. They had their own protocols. They had their own laws and regulations about letting immigrants in. And that all went away when they all became member partners of the EU. And, of course, this is the biggest problem that they face, and this is one of their main reasons that withdrawing from the EU by Britain occurred today.
Yeah, essentially the global socialist experiment just died. It may take some time for it to go away fully, but the British just killed the experiment of global socialism. And there's a lot of threats that are coming out of the EU that, oh, nothing's really going to change because we're not going to negotiate or trade with Britain unless they follow EU mandates and EU protocol. But the European Union needs the British a lot more than the British needs the rest of the European Union. And I think in the coming months, you're going to start to see Britain start to reach out to some of its traditional colonial possessions for trade. America, India, the Russians are big time in the board there. Canada is something that we all need to be keeping an eye on.
Right.
As technically part of the United Kingdom, their dollar has started to slip. Canada is teetering on the edge. A few months ago, they announced that they have 75 ounces of gold in the entire vault of Canada. The Reserve of Canada has 75 ounces of gold. Their money's not worth anything unless it's backed by the pound sterling. Now, the pound sterling's going to take a beating through this, but at the end of the day, they are going to come out as one of the strongest currencies there is because it's going to be based on real wealth and backed by the gold reserves of the United Kingdom and the Bank of England.
Now, one of the things about Canada is you have Philippe Trudeau, who's an incredible socialist, leftist socialist. Do you see that there's going to be a rise of the Conservative Party back into Canada as a result of what happened here in Great Britain over the months ahead?
I believe that there's going to be a dramatic shift to the right worldwide. If you look at the numbers of the vote, what surprised everybody with the Brexit vote is by far it was the Labour Party that carried this. It was common average working people in Britain that are tired of working harder to be taxed more to fund the socialist programs in Europe. You know, a good example, a lot of people like to point to Denmark. Oh, Denmark's the happiest place in the world, and they have free university and free school and free this and free that. Yeah, right along with 80% of the taxes, and Britain got tired of floating the bill.
Yeah, you see, this is just it. What's happening here, I mean, really, is what Margaret Thatcher said, is that socialism works really well until you run out of other people's money. And it looks like the EU just ran out of the money of the British.
They did. And the big three that were keeping the European Union afloat basically since the 2008 collapse were the British, the French, and the Germans. The British are now gone. The French have collapsed under their own weight. Germany stands alone, and they're in big trouble.
Yeah. And, you know, it's really interesting that you say France, because it's really clear that I think France is really, really tired of being raped over, basically, by the European Union and their constituents. Anyway, stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. More of Red Smith coming up here on Agenda 21 Radio as we talk about, well, the collapse, one of the largest collapse of governmental systems and social systems that we've seen since the Berlin Wall in 1989. Stay with us.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
If you don't think one of these satanic monsters is going to get a nuclear bioweapon EMP into our country, if you do think, oh, government will take care of me when the next terror or natural disaster strikes, this message is not for you. HeavensHarvest.com. They wrap $5,000 in 10 acres worth of hearty heritage heirloom, non-GMO, reproducing seeds, not the kind you find at the hardware store, into a permanent food supply kit that you keep as the ultimate food insurance policy. It's called the Heavens Harvest Survival Seed Kit, and it is made available in limited quantities for a limited time for you by HeavensHarvest.com. $250 with free shipping today. It'll sleep for as much as 10 years until you need it, but you have to have it. Free shipping for you now with your special Agenda 21 code word, Agenda. See the Survival Seed Kit at HeavensHarvest.com or call 1-800-219-7282. The ultimate food insurance policy. For the limited time offer, your code word is Agenda. HeavensHarvest.com.
In these uncertain economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. If you own a vehicle with less than 130,000 miles, is less than 12 years old, has a warranty about to expire, or even no warranty at all, you could stop paying for car repairs. Roadside assistance, towing, and rental coverage are all included. Make one free call right now to see if you qualify. Call 877-238-6197. That's 877-238-6197. 877-238-6197.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in generic 20 milligrams for just $2 per tablet. That's a savings of over $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic Sildenafil to your door. For information on Sildenafil, call us at 800-919-9263. That's 800-919-9263. Again, 800-919-9263.
Barack Obama has begun a three-day visit to the UK. Smiles and waves for the camera, but a stark message for the British people that if Britain votes out of the EU, the United States would have very little interest in doing trade with it.
Maybe some point down the line there might be a UK-US trade agreement, but it's not going to happen anytime soon because our focus is in negotiating with a big bloc, the European Union, to get a trade agreement done. And UK is going to be in the back of the queue.
This is our choice, nobody else's, the sovereign choice of the British people. But as we make that choice, it surely makes sense to listen to what our friends think, to listen to their opinion, to listen to their views, and that's...
Okay, now, Red, back to, back of the queue, I mean, this was back in April... about April 23rd or 24th that he made this speech when he went back there for a three-day little trip. I mean, just threaten your best ally. Just go ahead and do that. Does that make a lot of sense to you?
No, it doesn't make any sense. Well,
with this,
you know, I'm kind of done and tired of saying the things that Barack Obama doesn't make sense. They make perfect sense. The man is an enemy of our country. He is, at the best, a Muslim sympathizer. He wants to destroy everything that we stand for and Western democracy stand for. So, yes, those words out of Barack Obama, considering who he is and his mission, make perfect sense.
Yeah, and that's, you know, I tell my audience all the time, you cannot look at this president as a rational person. You look at him as the enemy of this United States and freedom around the world, and then it all falls into place. You know, it clearly, everything he says, and, you know, when I talk about a sociopathic lying, believe the opposite of what he tells you, then you find the truth. And this is exactly what we've seen here. But I think that this notion that he can go and lecture the British people, I think that was really kind of one of the big stimuluses that said, you're not going to come over here and lecture us, Mr. President. I don't think that the Brits took too well to that.
No, I think it was very counterproductive to his own ends and means. Unfortunately, if we had a system that was functioning properly, those trade and treaty agreements would be within the power of Congress, and it would be up to us, the citizens, to lean heavily on our representatives, our congressmen, and our senators to throw the doors wide open to British trade and to do everything that we could to help enable the lion to get back on its feet, because it is historically the strongest ally that we've had. Unfortunately, with a lot of the things that have gone on with Fast Track Trade Authority, TPP, TISA, all those other things, our Congress has essentially enabled our president to act unilaterally with executive orders on trade. Now, that is an authority that they could certainly take from him. Do they have the backbone to do that? I doubt it. But we as American citizens need to do everything that we can to help pump life back into the British lion.
Yeah, and you know, the other the bigger part that people need to understand is that here, and it's been 40 years, so I can understand people's ignorance. I was watching a reporter that was reporting from Great Britain. He was British, and he was on one of the talk news things this morning, and it was really interesting because he's younger. He's probably around 30 years old. And he's doing a smashing job, and of course, he's talking about there's a lot of unsureties going on right now in Great Britain. We don't know this. We don't know this. We don't know that. And I said to my brother at the time, I said, you know, here's a guy who's classically ignorant about the ways of how Great Britain was so strong 40 years before they took a knee to the sovereignty of the sovereignty of the EU. And that's what you have, is you have a population who's never had the experience of autonomy and self-governance.
No. And they, with their history that's been covered up and distorted and revised, there's a lot of people even in Britain itself that don't remember the economic and military power that Great Britain was. There are 58 nations on this planet that owe their independence to Great Britain.
Well, now let's take a look at that, because that's potentially quite a trading block that they've actually been cut out of, to probably many degrees because of overregulation out of Brussels. That Brussels, by the way, is the capital of the EU, ladies and gentlemen. And you know, one of the reports that we heard this morning, and I know you were up late last night. I was up late last night, and I got up really early this morning, and I was listening to these early morning reports. But it was stunning to me to find out that the EU, in the last several years, has hired and put into place 40,000 new regulator bureaucrats in Brussels. What in the world is that? Well, that's, you know what that is. That's the start of totalitarianism. That's just furtherance of totalitarianism.
Well, it is. And essentially, that's the problem that you have with socialism, is you cannot bring everybody up to the level of the top, but you can bring everybody down to the lowest common denominator. And that is what has been going on with the great nations of Europe for 40 years. Now you look at a Britain that is going to step back and reclaim its sovereignty and look to retake its place on the world stage. And that means looking towards traditional allies where those connections exist: South Africa, India, Australia, Canada, the United States. There's a great deal of people that Britain can conduct trade with. And if the EU is foolish enough to cut off its own nose to spite its face with Britain, all they're doing is accelerating their own demise.
Which is not a bad idea. Now, I want to go back to a trading partner such as South Africa, because, as you know, regime change in South Africa has been brutal. Especially towards white people, because the oppression of the white people, the slaughtering of the white people. You know, Brendy Richards has been on the show many, many times. John B. Wells and Brendy were on the show last February. We're going to get them back on again. But the brutalization of white people and the socialization, the complete governance running over of all assets and resources. You know, they have complete control of water, of electricity, power. You know, here we are in California experiencing brownouts similar to what's going on in Venezuela, brought to you by Governor Jerry Moonbeam Brown. And you know, you take a look at what's going on in South Africa. I want to pose this and get your thought on this. Great Britain comes around and starts putting in some real resources, and great trading starts to go on between those two countries. Do you think that's going to shift that government around down there?
Absolutely. And the British have proven time and again, as a free and independent nation, they are not above stabilizing a region militarily. And they are actually one of the few nations that has a history of success of nation building. There's 58 nations on the earth that owe their independence in some way or form to the British. It's a perfect match for the British people. South Africa is rich with the resources that the British Isles need. The British Isles have the people, the expertise, the industrial infrastructure to make use of those resources. It would boom both countries.
Well, and the other thing, too, is the military and the remilitarization of Great Britain, given these circumstances, is a very, very realistic possibility. You might see, you know, these large battleships and carriers from the British Navy back on the high seas again.
Yeah, we've been missing them.
Yeah, we certainly have been. We got about 30 seconds. Go ahead.
It'll be nice to see our friends back in a lot of ways. And again, this is going to have far-reaching impact, a lot greater than just the economics that people are looking at, socially, culturally, geopolitically, the game just changed.
Yeah. Well, listen, we got to come. The music is coming up. Obviously, we got the cue there. And when we come back, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk about, well, the EU and the burning down of the house, so to speak, if you get my drift. Anyway, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And you'll catch up on all the news and information there. Stay with us. More to come here from Red Smith on Agenda 21 Radio.
Heathen doing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
If you don't think one of these satanic monsters is going to get a nuclear bioweapon EMP into our country, if you do think, oh, government will take care of me when the next terror or natural disaster strikes, this message is not for you. HeavensHarvest.com. They wrap $5,000 in 10 acres worth of hearty heritage heirloom, non-GMO, reproducing seeds, not the kind you find at the hardware store, into a permanent food supply kit that you keep as the ultimate food insurance policy. It's called the Heavens Harvest Survival Seed Kit, and it is made available in limited quantities for a limited time for you by HeavensHarvest.com. $250 with free shipping today. It'll sleep for as much as 10 years until you need it, but you have to have it. Free shipping for you now with your special Agenda 21 code word, Agenda. See the Survival Seed Kit at HeavensHarvest.com or call 1-800-219-7282. The ultimate food insurance policy. For the limited time offer, your code word is Agenda. HeavensHarvest.com.
In these uncertain economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. If you own a vehicle with less than 130,000 miles, is less than 12 years old, has a warranty about to expire, or even no warranty at all, you could stop paying for car repairs. Roadside assistance, towing, and rental coverage are all included. Make one free call right now to see if you qualify. Call 877-238-6197. That's 877-238-6197. 877-238-6197.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in generic 20 milligrams for just $2 per tablet. That's a savings of over $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic Sildenafil to your door. For information on Sildenafil, call us at 800-919-9263. That's 800-919-9263. Again, 800-919-9263.
2-1-1-0.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. It's Paul Preston at the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're with Red Smith, and we're talking about perhaps one of the greatest days in world history, certainly a cataclysmic days for the totalitarians that we've been talking about. You know, I open up the show and talking about stopping totalitarianism one person at a time, and guess what? The Brits heard the call. Yeah, because they have stepped out of the European Union, and boy, is everybody all shook up. And we've been talking to Red about the consequences. And, you know, we're kind of chuckling at this time. I got to tell you, the first time I heard last night and got the sense that some of the elites were starting to crack up over this, they can't control it. They can't take this genie and put it back in the bottle and control it like they think they can't. They can't regulate and tax the genie here. It's out of the bottle. has caused me a little bit of humor for the first time on dealing with this issue for a long time, because it really is wonderful to see these, well, totalitarians squirm, isn't it?
Well, it is, and it is a great sign for America as well as the dissatisfaction with globalization, the things that have gone on in this country for the last 30 years, as the tide is rising in America against those things. A lot of us that are aware of what's going on want to reverse it and restore America. We're looking around at where our traditional friends and allies are going, oh my God, we're all alone. And then with this vote yesterday, it's almost like one of those old movies where you're about to be overrun and overwhelmed, and you hear the cavalry bugles off in the distance.
Yeah.
You know, it's right on the British.
You heard bagpipes. I heard bagpipes.
Yeah, I hear bagpipes over the horizon, and it's a beautiful sound, baby.
Yeah, and, you know, that's why I'm very, very happy, very elated, because, you know, the world gets it. And this is now going to embolden and empower more conservatives, more especially like in France. Now, I'm sure that the people of France have finally figured out this EU thing isn't working for them, because, like, you know, they've been paying the bill just like Great Britain has, and so has Spain and the others. That's why we're going to probably see this. Usually, ladies and gentlemen, these things happen in quick succession. Once you get one to go, yeah, the rest will go. May not happen so quickly, but I suspect it's going to, because the mood, the momentum is there. Basically, Red, maybe you have an opinion on this, but between now and the November 7th election, which I think, by the way, Donald Trump was brilliant by going to Scotland just as that vote was coming in. I thought that was a brilliant move.
And that's another interesting dynamic that a few people are looking at. This is going to increase the call in, say, Northern Ireland and Scotland for independence and things like that. But if you look at the mechanisms that are pushing things like that, like the Scottish referendum for independence a few years ago, a lot of that was tailored and purchased by individuals like George Soros as a direct threat to the United Kingdom should they exit the European Union. To know that George Soros mortgaged himself to the hilt to try and prevent this and is taking it in the shorts today is just sprinkles on my cupcake. it's one of the most evil men on the face of the earth bet, and he bet wrong, and he bet big. Now, a lot of people believe this is going to incense Scotland to the point that they're going to want to withdraw from the United Kingdom because they voted overwhelmingly to remain within the European Union. But as they start to see the success that is going to come to Great Britain now, as they see these regulations and these restrictions and this bleeding dry through globalization cease to exist and the British economy starts to boom, you're going to see the Scottish come back into the fold. I think it's going to have the exact opposite effect. There is going to be a huge outreach of British nationalism.
Yeah, and, you know, one of the striking parallels, I want to bring it home here to California, is what we're seeing here in California, which has given rise to the whole Jefferson movement, which, by the way, I think just got a huge, huge boost of support with this EU vote.
Well, it is. I'm already seeing the tags all over social media, Jeff Exit or Jeff Skit, you know, instead of the Brexit. They're doing a play on words there. And it's, you know, you look at the fact that Catalonia and Spain moved ahead with their vote for independence. Their parliament has voted for independence from Spain, and they are leaving at the point of they're ready to fight for their independence. These kind of things are shaking loose all over the world, and this is nothing new. It's a historical occurrence. It's cyclical. It's expansion and contractions according to the needs and the will of the people, as certain forms of government and certain economic ideas fail or outgrown, the people become restless and they become desperate for a change, and that's happening globally. And people that have a historical perspective are looking back at what Great Britain used to be and what to become under the European Union, and they're weighing the balance of that and going, we're better off without you guys.
Yeah, and you see, that's what the reason why Jefferson has risen and will continue to rise now, and really got a big boost here with this issue. But, you know, here in California, we're going through the same thing. A lot of people just don't quite understand the juxtaposition between the European Union and California. And you see, what I've always been saying, and it's pretty clear with the way California goes, so does the rest of this nation. The dissolving of our borders like we've seen down south, the overregulation, overtaxation, the socialist programs that we have here. And now we've gotten our foot into the totalitarian mindset with people like Kamala Harris and what they've been doing with guns and so on. But, you know, we're in the same position in California. It's time we reject that and get on. And, of course, it's time to start a new state like Jefferson, because I think that this is now, it's really come along. The time for 51 is really here.
It really is. And I see this as emboldening a great many things. If you look at what's going on in the state of California compared to European socialism, European socialism is the Diet Coke of socialism compared to Jerry Brown and his loony goons down there in Sacramento.
That's right.
I don't think you can point to a government other than the state of California that is any more blatantly communist than the state of California, other than those nations that identify themselves as communist.
Well, it's certainly moving, you know, like I tell people, and we, Robert Exter and everybody created that new California flag, which is California Soviet Socialist Republics underneath the bear. We've sort of stepped into communism now because we're starting to see such an authority.
Yeah, it's California.
Yeah, it's California. That's right. And so we're, you know, they always say that socialism is the precursor to communism, and that's been my warning to everybody in California. It's time that we start to reject that and get these loony Democrats out there that are socialist in nature and have one thought in mind,
California. They're not even deserving of the name Democrats.
Really?
I refuse to even call them Democrats anymore, because traditionally Democrats have been an American. They've believed in America. They believed in the Constitution of the United States of America. These people are blatant anti-American,
right,
anti-constitutional communists.
Yeah. You know, you can see that in the La Raza movement, which is so strong with many of the state legislatures down
there.
They're
Marxists.
They're Marxists, absolutely. And so, you know, I call them communist. I know you call them communist. Let's just tell it like it is. They're communist.
Yeah, they're not loony Democrats. They're blatant communists.
Yeah.
And That's exactly what the British struck against yesterday morning early, was 40 years of Marxism in Europe.
40 years of Marxism in their country has left them, of course, debilitated with all the immigrants that they have. And we're coming up to a break right now, and when we come back, I want to get a little bit into that whole rebordering and what that's going to look like, because we do know, ladies and gentlemen, that as this process moves forward, because if it's going to be a process to withdrawal, it always is, as this process moves forward, what we're going to see is in the end game is, well, guess what? British law will prevail, and they're going to have a whole different look at immigration. Probably go back to the way it was before the EU. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
If you don't think one of these satanic monsters is going to get a nuclear bioweapon EMP into our country, if you do think, oh, government will take care of me when the next terror or natural disaster strikes, this message is not for you. HeavensHarvest.com. They wrap $5,000 in 10 acres worth of hearty heritage heirloom, non-GMO, reproducing seeds, not the kind you find at the hardware store, into a permanent food supply kit that you keep as the ultimate food insurance policy. It's called the Heavens Harvest Survival Seed Kit. And it is made available in limited quantities for a limited time for you by HeavensHarvest.com. $250 with free shipping today. It'll sleep for as much as 10 years until you need it, but you have to have it. Free shipping for you now with your special Agenda 21 code word, AGENDA. See the survival seed kit at HeavensHarvest.com or call 1-800-219-7282. The ultimate food insurance policy. For the limited time offer, your code word is AGENDA. HeavensHarvest.com.
In these uncertain economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. If you own a vehicle with less than 130,000 miles, is less than 12 years old, has a warranty about to expire, or even no warranty at all, you could stop paying for car repairs. Roadside assistance, towing, and rental coverage are all included. Make one free call right now to see if you qualify. Call 877-238-6197. That's 877-238-6197. 877-238-6197.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in generic 20 milligrams for just $2 per tablet. That's a savings of over $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic Sildenafil to your door. For information on Sildenafil, call us at 800-919-9263. That's 800-919-9263. Again, 800-919-9263.
2-1-1-0.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. This really is an epic show because we're talking about the breakup of the European Union. Socialist, communist, national socialist, well, they're all crying in their lattes, I guess, because we're starting to see the disintegration of their one world order system. You know, the Bilderbergs are all upset. This has been a moment that they've been worried about. And guess what? The onion is starting to become unraveled. We're talking with Red Smith, and Red, one of the things I wanted to touch base about is what it's going to look like to restructure their immigration program. My prediction is they're going to go back to the way it was before they had to follow the laws of the EU 40 years ago.
Absolutely. By far, the polls show that the largest driving force of this referendum to leave the EU was because of the immigration policy and the fact that the British were losing Britain to a tide of Islam and Sharia law. And the British people, the average British people, are disgusted with it. They're done with it. They're through with it. They're tired of watching their people killed in the streets. They're tired of being abused and told how to exist in their own country. You know, British common law that has been the defining light of the Western civilization for years to come was being torn apart at its foundation for a radical theocracy. And the British people have boldly and bluntly stood for that today. And I think there's a great many people that will be facing deportation here in the next months. And that itself is going to help the British Lion, because as they build their economy, as people begin to go back to work, they are also going to be reducing the burden on their welfare system by mm-hmm. removing these immigrants.
Well, and that's just been a huge burden.
It's a double escalating path for their economy.
And that's just been a huge burden on them. A lot of people see this is when you start to look at the burden, like here in California, the burden of paying for illegal immigrants that have been coming across the border has gone to education, as an example. So, you know, what the bureaucrats in Washington or California and Sacramento, California decided, oh, we'll just start taking money out of the education system. So starting in 1999, they started to bleed the education system dry, you know, redistribute their wealth to providing the services of the illegal immigrants that were coming across the border. to the tune of over $13 billion over 10 years. And, you know, ladies and gentlemen, that had a huge impact on our educational system. Look where it's at today. And I know I've felt the pain of that when I was a superintendent, so I saw that the whole thing going on. This is going to be something that's going to give rise to, I think, some big movements here, especially over the next several months as we get up to the election, and I think that it's going to certainly fall right into Donald Trump's lap.
Well, it is, and in one day with the Brexit vote, you've seen the totalitarians have billions of dollars, hundreds of billions of dollars of their wealth wiped off the map. It's gone in a day. You know, our stock market took a massive hit. The European stock markets are going to be hit. I'm not expecting much of a rally Monday morning.
No dead cat bounce, huh?
No dead cat bounce. That sucker went squish.
Squish. We call the cat squish.
And really what you're looking at is all of this wealth that they've had wiped out is wiped out because it's not actual wealth. You
right.
can't destroy genuine wealth. What they've had wiped out are the counterfeit debt that they have printed and called money and passed off as euros for so many years. And as Britain resolidifies and rebases the pound sterling on the reserves of precious metals within the Bank of London, their currency once again is going to become what used to be referred to as the imperial standard. There,
right.
there was a long time that the British pound sterling was the currency of the world, and it's headed in that direction again.
Well, it's going to be kind of interesting to see how that computes. If you get a Donald win, you get a Donald Trump presidency. A year, it's kind of like there's going to be a syncopation going on here. It's going to be 1 year for the British pound sterling to start to rise again, then another year for the dollar to rebuild itself under a Trump presidency, because I think a lot of the shenanigans of the Fed and so on are going to start to change quite a bit. You're going to see some change in dynamics. So those two currencies building on one another, I think, is going to really reshape the financials of the world.
Well, that's a lot of people are looking only at one side of the dynamic. They're going to see the contraction of the pound sterling and panic and go, oh, we've lost the value of the pound sterling. But now that the British Empire has escaped the devastating mass inflation of the European Union, you're not only going to see a contraction of the pound sterling as it stabilizes to its real value, you're going to see a contraction of prices. And that is what is going to be critical. As the price of goods and food and things like that contract, the sterling is going to rise based on its strength. And the purchasing power of the British people within a year from now should be something in line with what it used to be.
Yeah. And, you know, I am really pleased, you know, because I'm like you a little bit. I'm not real, you know, I look back historically, so I'm not really a friend of Great Britain, you know, that whole thing.
Now, I'm one of those Irish Finians.
Right, well, Scotch-Irish, I understand. So,
England has never been my people's friend, but I am so happy and ecstatic to see them back.
Yeah, it is really a wonderful thing. And I was, you know, I thought they were really losing. I thought this day would never come and we'd never see it. But here it is. And now the opportunity is ahead of us. And like I've been telling all my friends today, you know, all my radio friends and everything on the, you know, off air, is that we've got a lot of work to do now. You know, we've worked hard, and kind of like, you know, the adrenaline flow came in last night when I saw this going down and going, hey, this is like a game changer. This is what we've wanted, and here it is. So, you know, it's our response, I think, in the media, especially the alternative media, because obviously it's been the alternative media that's had a huge impact upon the thinking of what's going on in America today. You got about 30 seconds before the break.
Well, I agree with that wholeheartedly. It is a great day for America, because we are no longer alone. And as I said, start to watch for the impact that this has in the traditional colonial possessions of the British, such as Canada. And as Canada readopts itself and it ties itself back to the British economy, watch them start to try and shake off globalism, things like NAFTA and the implications that have for us.
Yeah, and that's the thing, is that all these things, all these trade bills that are still squishing around up there in Congress, you know, one of the things we could probably talk about on the other side, we got about 30 seconds, is Paul Ryan, because he's not real happy with all this. Gee, I wonder why. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back. You're listening to Red Smith here on Agenda 21 Radio, talking about, well, an epic day in history. The collapse of the totalitarians has begun. Stay with us.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
If you don't think one of these satanic monsters is going to get a nuclear bioweapon EMP into our country, if you do think, oh, government will take care of me when the next terror or natural disaster strikes, this message is not for you. HeavensHarvest.com. They wrap $5,000 in 10 acres worth of hearty heritage heirloom, non-GMO, reproducing seeds, not the kind you find at the hardware store, into a permanent food supply kit that you keep as the ultimate food insurance policy. It's called the Heavens Harvest Survival Seed Kit, and it is made available in limited quantities for a limited time for you by HeavensHarvest.com. $250 with free shipping today. It'll sleep for as much as 10 years until you need it, but you have to have it. Free shipping for you now with your special Agenda 21 code word, AGENDA. See the survival seed kit at HeavensHarvest.com or call 1-800-219-7282. The ultimate food insurance policy. For the limited time offer, your code word is AGENDA. HeavensHarvest.com.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in generic 20 milligrams for just $2 per tablet. That's a savings of over $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic Sildenafil to your door. For information on Sildenafil, call us at 800-919-9263. That's 800-919-9263. Again, 800-919-9263.
This notion that somehow I can just change the laws unilaterally is just not true.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. With Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. And we're with Red Smith, and we're talking about this a great day in history, and that's the EU pulling away. The vote came in, and the people have Britain have spoken, and they're getting out of the EU. But one of the people that doesn't seem to be too happy about it here in the United States is our own Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan. What are your thoughts? We got about 45 seconds.
Well, with Paul Ryan, and if you're a tool of the globalists, and your campaign funds are directly tied to their bank accounts, and they just watched hundreds of billions of dollars of their money just wiped out in a day, it's probably not a real good day for you.
Not a happy camper.
Yeah, not a real happy camper. You know, and I hope this brings back some real leadership. And I'd like to throw in something quickly about David Cameron. And even though he believed in remaining within the European Union, the dignity and the professionalism and the righteousness that man conducted himself with through this thing is really something to behold, and I think rare in a lot of people.
Well, it's been rare that we've seen this over the last 8 years, what he did. And I got to tell you, I agree with you on that. The dignity he showed, talking about he's resigning because he wants to turn the helm over the people. Truly a class act. Anyway, Red, we got to go for time. Quickly, your email address.
ShastaLantern.net at gmail.com.
So. Awesome. Anyways, Red, thank you very much for being on Agenda 21 Radio. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that concludes this segment of Agenda 21 Radio. We'll be reposting this up on our podcast on agenda21radio.news. That's our new website URL, so go to there. And a great day in American history and the world history, because the collapse of the totalitarians, it started. Stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.